You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has a controversial 10-year plan that he thinks will make the post office stronger, even if it slows down delivery of mail in some parts of the country. Shorter term, there's the matter of the impending shipping season. I spoke to DeJoy from Washington, and I started by asking if we should expect a nightmare to come or if he has the holiday shipping surge under control.
David, I have three words. We are ready. We started early this year with our planning, and we've expanded capacity in people, facilities, automation, and transportation. And I'm excited to see how it plays out. So tell all your listeners to send us their packages. We're going to deliver them.
All right. And the reason I raised the question, right, was last year wasn't so great. I mean, non-local first-class deliveries, for example, were running way behind. I think it was like 38% got there on time.
Yeah, that was we were overwhelmed, both in terms of our infrastructure. We did not have the infrastructure to deal with the increase in package volume. We had excessive employee turnover and availability issues. But when I joined, we were an organizational in crisis, and it manifested itself, you know, during the peak period. Much different story this year. We're ready.
Now, I get the fact that the post office was not, you know, perfect in every way by the time you got there. These are long-standing issues, but they're big problems to solve, right? I mean, first of all, the internet took a lot of the first-class mail business away from you, and then the internet means a lot more packages are flowing to and fro. You know, it hurts the bottom line of the institution.
That's accurate. I mean, but at the same time as we were experiencing this, you know, 42% reduction in mail volume, we had defective pricing regulation, we had unfair retirement funding legislation, and then we had lobbying against any type of action that the Postal Service took, including pricing changes. And then I will say there were limited attempts on our part to correct for that, you know, at least significantly enough. That's different now. The DFA plan takes action to achieve our vision, you know, for the future. And the plan eliminates a potential $160 billion loss that was projected when I got here and enables us to invest, you know, $40 billion in our much-needed infrastructure.
You're very candid, Postmaster, about, you know, the infrastructure challenges at the actual post offices, you know, roofs that need to be fixed. I just went down to mine in suburban New Jersey. And they only got one of the automated machines, and it's broken.
And then
there's a sign up at the counter that said they wouldn't take any cash. Now, you know, I have a debit card, so no big deal, but not everybody does. I mean, it's clear that the post offices themselves need work.
Well, we have 31,000 retail centers. We have 20,000 delivery units, and we have no money. So that is a big, big, you know, part of the problem. When I said we spent $1.1 billion fixing roofs and air conditioning systems, we probably have a need for about $4 billion. So it's everywhere, and that's the shame of the situation. But we're out to try and fix that.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.